Well, today we're visiting with some of the top students in the senior class of 2017 at ACGC High School, and we're going to start today with...
Cale Bilheimer.
All right. Cale, tell us who your folks are.
Parents are Ryan and Shannon Bilheimer. My dad attended at Air Casey, my mom went here.
Oh, so you already had a little merger in the family. This was easy. Let's talk about the rest of the family. Any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I've got a brother at 16. His name's Clay, and my younger brother is Finn. He's 9.
Okay. Let's talk classwork. What'd you enjoy?
I enjoy right now government and science classes, kind of. It's probably my favorites. Government, because I'm going into politics later in, down the road. So all around, I just think it's interesting.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about teachers. Any teachers that left a mark?
Probably my old history teacher, Mr. Sanders, and this year's econ and government teacher, Mr. Bolton.
Yeah. Why them?
Well, I just thought they were good teachers, and they learned quite a bit in their classes.
Okay. They kind of help point you in the right direction then?
Yeah.
Let's talk about extracurricular activities. Have you been pretty busy?
Yeah, with cross country and track. I run all year. Mm-hmm. Those are my two favorite sports. And out of school, I mean, that's pretty much it. But as I have two jobs, but...
Oh, wow. So you're busy just in a different kind of way. Yeah. Have you been working most of your high school time then?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay. Very good. Hey, talk about the merger. This is the first year for ACGC, when the Derrick Casey and Guthrie Center came together. It seems like it's been a pretty good marriage. Has it worked pretty well here?
Yeah, it's worked completely fine. It feels the same as it did last year. Like, no big deal. So, yeah. I like it.
Do you feel like maybe you've gotten some opportunities you wouldn't have had if the two hadn't have come together?
Yeah, for sure. With cross country, we wouldn't have had, as good of a team we had if it was just Derrick Casey or just Guthrie. So, all around, just... better sports-wise, better academics, everything, I think.
Sure. Well, some of the activities maybe you wouldn't have had at all if it wasn't for some of those types of opportunities. Yeah, very good. Let's talk about the fall. Where will you be?
I'll be at Simpson, and I plan to study political science and possibly major in sociology.
Okay. Why did you choose Simpson?
I just took a visit, and I like the team, cross-country team. I like the professors that I talked with. Everything about it just felt right, I guess.
Okay. Did you do a long search, or did you narrow it down pretty quickly?
I narrowed it down about 3 schools right away. I thought about Wartburg, then BV, but then I visited both of them, but I prefer Simpson, I guess.
Okay. Sounds like they're all schools of similar size. Did you want a smaller school?
Yeah, I wanted a D3 school, just something I'm kind of similar or used to, I guess.
Okay. Now, you told us earlier you kind of like politics, and maybe that's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Is that where you see yourself down the road?
Yeah, possibly going into, law, or I could be a lawyer or something.
Okay, very good. Well, give those 8th graders some advice. Now that you've finished up high school, what should they know?
Do what I didn't do and study a little more. just try more a little in general. Mm-hmm. It does help. It'll help more than you ever think, I guess.
All right. Well, Cale, good luck to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, very good. And next we have?
Rachel Romelhart.
Okay, Rachel, tell us about your family.
My dad's name is Rod, and my mom's name is Brenda, and then I have an older brother, Lane. He's a sophomore in college, and a younger sister, Reagan, and she's a freshman in high school.
Okay, very good. Let's talk classwork. What did you enjoy?
I enjoy stuff that I will use in my future, so I liked all health classes because I plan to go into healthcare, and then I like the real world classes, so business classes.
Okay, you like a challenge then?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about teachers. Who will you be thinking about, say, 10 years from now when you're at a class reunion and you get together with some of your old high school friends? What teachers will you still be talking about?
I like Mr. Bolton, as Cale said, because he's just really organized, a really good teacher. And then I like Beverly Mills because she is very good at the business classes. She taught us kind of real-world opportunities and things.
Okay, very good. It's not just talking at you. It's visiting with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been busy with?
I do track and cheerleading, and then I do dance.
Do you have a favorite there?
I love dance, probably. Yeah. Okay. I do it 3 days a week. So.
Let me ask you, when you look back at this phase of your life years from now, do you have any favorite memories or accomplishments that you're going to be most proud of?
I've had a good track season through my 4 years, so that's what I'll probably remember. Yeah. It's been fun.
Do you enjoy track? Is one of those sports where you're kind of an individual, but you're part of a team. Do you enjoy individual goals, or do you like accomplishing things as a group?
I like both. I think it kind of almost is the same feeling because I've had some personal goals that I've accomplished, but then as a team we've done really well, and I think it all feels really awesome.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, let's talk about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
I'm going to Northwest Missouri State University, and I plan to major in occupational therapy.
Okay. Why Northwest?
It felt like home right when I got there and I toured it. I liked it a lot.
Okay. Now, is this a career path that you chose a long time ago, or is this something you've recently decided you wanted to do?
I actually just decided I wanted to do it in, like, December, so it's a newer thing, but I did some work experience with it, and I realized I really loved it.
Very good. So you do have a little bit of experience. You've seen it firsthand. Yes. That makes a big difference. Give those eighth graders some advice, then. What do you think they need to know before they get started with high school?
I would say to be a leader and not a follower. Don't just take classes because your friends are, but take them because that's what you want to do someday. And take a lot of college courses because they are definitely helpful for the future.
Yeah, always be looking ahead, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, Rachel, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, very good. And next we have?
Logan Jensen.
Okay. Logan, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Dana and Renee Jensen. I have an older brother named Trayton and a younger brother named Caden.
Which one's your favorite? Good answer. Let's talk a little bit about classwork. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed business classes as well and math classes.
Okay. Teachers?
My favorite would probably be Mrs. Betterton because it was easier to relate to her on a more personal level, and I grew up with her, so I knew her pretty well.
How important do you think it is for teachers to kind of light that light for you as far as, you know, whether or not you like a class? I mean, is it just the coursework, or does it have a lot to do with the teacher that's teaching?
For me, it has a lot to do with the teacher, because if I don't understand what I'm doing, I'm not going to enjoy it. So having the teacher there really helps.
That's your support system?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Let's talk about class or about your extracurricular activities. What else have you been doing?
This year, I did volleyball and soccer, and I have done softball in the past, and I'm in National Honor Society and the class government.
Okay, pretty busy. Did you intend to be busy when you started high school?
Yeah. I kind of knew I would be.
Yeah, you like a lot of things, yeah. Therefore I'm busy. It's the way it is. Do you have a favorite among those things?
Soccer probably would be my favorite.
Okay. What about memories for you? Any accomplishments, things that you're going to look back on and be proud of?
My soccer season all 4 years have been really great, so.
Very good. All right, what's next for you this fall?
I'll be going to Simpson to study sports administration.
So are you and Kale going to carpool then?
Maybe, probably.
Why Simpson for you?
I just felt like home there, and it's closer to my family, and I like the smaller setting.
Okay, very good. Did you take a lot of trips, or did you kind of narrow it down real fast?
I narrowed it down really fast. I had it between Iowa and Simpson, and then I took a visit to Simpson and decided I like the smaller setting a lot more than Iowa.
Okay, very good. Do you have a career path chosen then? Do you kind of know where you want to go?
I would like to be in charge of, like, financial parts of sports teams in the future.
Okay. You'd like to be where the dollars are. Yes. That's a good place to be. Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know?
Don't wish things to fly by because they really go fast, and you're going to miss it when it goes by.
They go fast anyway.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
You betcha. And next we have?
Landon Foster.
Okay. Landon, tell us about your family.
My parents are Dale and Madonna Foster, and I'm an only child.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about school work. What did you enjoy?
I really like the VOAG programs here. Business classes and math classes, those have probably been my favorites.
Okay, what about teachers? Any teachers that you're going to remember years from now?
Mrs. Westling's probably been one of my favorite teachers. She actually retired at the end of last year, but she was very influential to me, just an excellent teacher, and she really brought a real-world aspect to everything in math and then somehow related it back to math.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's tough for teachers to try to relate to a whole group of students. Maybe you might hit one or two. Are they pretty good at it here?
Yeah, I think most of the teachers here do an excellent job of connecting with the students and making learning a fun thing.
Sure. What about you with the merger, the two schools becoming one now? Has that been a good thing for you?
Absolutely. It's been great. You know, I've got the chance to meet students that I wouldn't have otherwise and make some good friendships through that. And then I also run cross country and track, and I mean, we wouldn't have been anywhere near where we are this season if it wasn't for the merger.
Kind of hard to believe, isn't it? In a small rural county, that just because a couple of schools that aren't that far apart merged together, that you'd meet all kinds of new people you hadn't met before?
Yeah, it is kind of crazy, but I don't know. I guess it's just far enough that, you know, we don't go outside of our community too much, and yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, it's a good thing that that this happened and it worked together so well. Let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities then. What else have you been busy with?
Well, like I said, I do cross country and track. I've done that all 4 years. I'm also on National Honor Society. I've been heavily involved in FFA and a couple other things, I guess, but that's about it.
Sure. Do you have a favorite?
Probably cross country. I love that.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
I'm going to Iowa State. I'm going to be studying ag business, and I'm also going to be in the Marine Corps ROTC program up there. So I'll be an officer in the Marine Corps after college.
Well, you have an optimistic plan of attack, don't you?
Yep.
Why Iowa State?
I don't know. I guess it's kind of in my blood. My grandpa went there. He had 9 kids, and 8 of them went there, and a couple on my other side of the family went there, too. Plus, I've always been impressed with their agriculture program up there, which is what I'm going to be studying. So.
Yeah, that's where you want to go. Very good. Do you have a career path kind of chosen then?
Yeah, so like I said, I'll be in the Marine Corps after college for a minimum of 4 years. I'll kind of see where that takes me. If I want to stick with it, I might. If not, then I'd like to go back into agriculture and come back and farm.
Sure. Is that a family tradition as well, the military, the Marines, or is that something that you've decided to do?
That's something that I've decided to do. My grandpa was in the Army, but other than that, there hasn't really been anything in the military in our family for quite a while.
Very good. Well, hopefully the Marines and the soldiers get along real well in your family.
I hope so.
All right, very good. Give those 8th graders some advice. What do they need to know?
I would say be involved in as much as you can. It really helps build you as a person, as a leader. And I don't know, I think it's really good for scholarships and job opportunities in the future, so be involved.
Absolutely. Good advice. All right. Well, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of our students here this year. I appreciate that. These are some of the tops of the class of 2017 from ACGC High School.